From beanies to carry bags and from shoes to caps, browse our shop now at tntradio.live. TNT Radio wants to hear from you. Call Rick Munn and Nicola Charles now. From the U.S. and Canada, call 1-888-201-6425. From the U.K., call 033-0024-1026. And from Australia and New Zealand, call 1-800-670-310. Free speech is alive and well on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
You know what? It's so cold here. It's like -5. As that music was playing, I was head banging. Not because I wanted to, but because it's so cold, I have to move around to get a little bit of heat into this body of mine. It's Talk Back Time with Rick Munn and Nicola Charles, or Nicola Charles and Rick Munn, whichever way you want to look at it. We're here today to tickle your ears or maybe assault them. I don't know. Nicola, how are you today?
I'm good, Rick. I'd prefer to assault them. I like a bit of a audible assault. You know, it's interesting you say you were cold because I was actually looking at the corner of my little laptop here. And yesterday when I was talking to you, it said 97 and sunny. And today it says 59 and partly sunny. That's an enormous drop, but not quite as low as yours, Rick.
It's really bad. Last night it snowed. It was beautiful. But then the snow has frozen overnight, like frozen solid. The footpaths are like a bottle. The roads are like a bottle. So I actually had to get up super early this morning just to defrost the car for my good lady wife, who's currently listening on the way down into Belfast. So a big shout out to her. And yeah, I was listening to the last little piece of your show with Jason. And this
word stalking me, Rick. I was stalking
prostitute type fashion. That's what you guys were talking
that
about.
Was
what
the was story.
Happening?
Yeah.
In Davos. Well, listen. When you say the word, or when people say the word prostitute, they automatically associate it with the so-called women or men of the night who sell themselves for services to other people. But the actual definition of prostitute also means to devote or corrupt yourself to an unworthy purpose. So let me say this, as the talk in Davos is of prostitution, i.e. these people are selling their services to the parasites that have descended upon Davos, I put it to the people listening today, the prostitutes are the ones who are traveling to Davos. The prostitutes are the ones who are working with the World Economic Forum. And for the World Economic Forum, they're the greatest prostitutes or whores that are walking the face of Earth at this time. They're whores of Babylon. So I mean
Bingo.
That literally. Literally,
absolutely.
I mean it. They devote themselves to corrupt or unworthy purposes. Are they not looking at the wrong place when they're talking about the prostitutes of Davos? I say we need to shine the torch inside the buildings, not what's going on in the hotels in and around them. What do you think about
that? Gosh, you're so right. Because the ladies of the night, right, they don't lie about what they offer. In fact, I believe they lay it on the line and lay it on the table exactly what is on offer before the event begins. And let me just say as well and highlight these prostitutes, and I don't like that word, they look like supermodels. These are the cream of the crop. Believe me, you can go to any publication and see what they look like. I would say they're of the highest caliber, but yes, they're a lot more honest in their dealings than the people inside that building for Davos.
Yeah, they're a sick bunch, the ones that are traveling there. And they say prostitution's the world's oldest trade. It's the world's oldest trade. And of course, each to their own. If that's how you want to make a living, that's up to you. But as you rightly highlight, Nicola, they make no bones about their business and they lay it up front in terms of, okay, you want this service, it's going to cost you that for this period of time. We don't have that transparency with the parasites that are currently visiting Davos at the minute. We don't know their dealings, really. We don't know their compensation, really, and we don't even know how many clients they have because they pimp themselves out to multiple clients, whether it be big pharma, big tech, the government, whoever it happens to be. So let's keep the focus on the prostitution of the people attending the event rather than the services that they're procuring when they get to Switzerland. What do you think about that?
Yeah, because there was that brilliant, brilliant meme. My 12-year-old son says it's not a meme unless it's moving. It wasn't moving. It was just a picture. But it was a quote that said during the pandemic in Australia that these politicians should wear jackets almost like race car drivers, where the people that have sponsored them should be, squarely written on the jacket, which means they could potentially be stood at the podium telling us to inject X, Y, and Z. And it's got, Pfizer, Moderna written on their sports jacket. So when we get transparency with government and politicians, we'll know we're living in a democracy. And when they only want transparency from us and to know everything about us, we know that we're living under totalitarian rule. And that's where we're heading. So that has to be flipped. That has to change. It needs to be people power. And so, yeah, absolutely. They are the ones that have sold their souls to some kind of devil. But I hazard a guess that we'll probably never know who that devil was.
Well, who knows? Time reveals many, many things. Given enough time, usually everybody's cards, their hand of cards gets exposed. The vipers reveal their teeth.
So
time, even like think about what's happened over the last, 2 to 3 years. Think about how much more you know about the dirty dealings of all the big corruptions in pharma and media and government in everything that's been even highlighted over the last 2 to 3 years. Imagine what the revelations are going to be like over the next 2 to 3 years. Listeners, if you're listening in, this is a talkback show. Feel free to pick up the phone and give your views. What do you think about what's happening in Davos? What do you think about what's been revealed over the last couple of years and what may be coming to light over the next 12 months, even 6 months? I think we're going to have no shortage of things to be talking about. We'll fire the numbers out to you after we speak with Darren. We're going to be speaking with Darren. So roughly at about 15:15, the phone lines will be open should you decide you want to lift up the phone and speak with us. But in the meantime, you're listening to Nicola and Rick Munn on TNT Radio, and we'll be right back.
All talk, all the time.
I like the conversation.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Okay, tennis players, they're never far from the news at the minute. Tennis player refutes fake COVID vaccine certificate claim. Camilla Giorgi needed a vaccination certificate to play in last year's Australian Open. She claims, there's claims running around, she faked it. She maybe paid for a little fake one to slip in and hit the old tennis ball around. Darren, what's going on with this one?
It makes you wonder how many sports stars and how many people at the sort of higher echelons of society have got fake certificates. Before I go into the story, big shout out to Novak Djokovic. He got a rapturous applause as he went on court at the Aussie Open. He was banned and deported from the country, Australia, last year for refusing to comply with vaccination requirements. He's now in, unvaxxed, and the whole crowd cheered. And then he thrashed the player in front of him. But tennis star Camilla Giorgi has denied allegations that she obtained a falsified COVID certificate to allow her to bypass vaccination mandates in countries such as Australia and the USA last year. Numerous reports in the Italian media state that a doctor, Danielle Grillone, is under investigation for providing patients with falsified vaccination certificates upon request, with Grillone alleging that Giorgi was among those under her care who was not vaccinated against COVID-19. Giorgi was in the field at last year's Australian Open. At the time, Australian immigration rules required all visitors to be fully vaccinated against the virus. She also competed in the United States last year, where proof of vaccination was similarly required to enter the country. Speaking after the comprehensive two-set win against Russia's Anastasia Plavluchenkova, wow, I said that, in Melbourne on Tuesday, Giorgi confirmed that she did visit Grilloni, but added that she received vaccination shots from other healthcare professionals. So she's saying, I got vaccinated in all these different places. I might have met Grilloni. I think she gave me a vaccine. Can't be sure. Vaccine different places. I'm vaccinated, everybody. How many other people are saying this when really they've got false certification or they're lying? And I see a lot of offers on social media at the moment, especially on Twitter, keep getting replies saying, hey, you can get fake vax certs here. Is this going to be a thing of the future? With who and the people in Davos, the Davos men, deciding on vaccination passports right now?
You know what? I was just going to say, she should use Dan Andrews' little trick and just constantly say, I'm sorry, I don't recall. Because he seemed to get away with an awful lot with that.
Or she should switch occupations. If she works for Pfizer or she works for the United States government, they get exemptions and buy balls from these things. So these mandates and these coercion tactics that are used on the general population, on the military and various other organizations, they don't apply to everybody. And I think even, Nicola, you can keep me right if I'm wrong on this one, the Australian MPs or Australian members of parliament, I think they were exempted from having to be vaccinated to do ABCD business. Maybe I'm wrong about that one, but certainly some political classes across the world exempted themselves from this. So again, yeah, underscoring the one rule for thee and not for me, or whatever way you want to look at it. It's the same with tennis. It applies to everything, really.
Yeah, I'm just really, really confused as to why this young lady is in trouble. She clearly wasn't sick. She clearly didn't get anyone else sick. It's this whole system, isn't it, where you're going to be hounded down if you don't follow this woke cult of COVID. Well, that's all fallen down now. All the evidence is to the contrary. So why don't we just leave this girl alone and let her get on with playing tennis? This is, again, stuff that is of no interest to the general public. There is more important things to look at to do with governments and mandates and big pharma, quite frankly.
Yeah, you're right. And you know what? This is a weird one, but imagine applauding a doctor. In the past, you would have been looked at as a lunatic for applauding a doctor for issuing a fake certificate to someone, a patient, for something that hadn't been done. But in this case, if that is the case, whoever her doctor is, I applaud them this morning. Yeah, well, yeah, or call in. I know a lot of people might want to talk to you. What about the other one, the German doctor? She's been jailed, actually, for issuing false face covering exemption certificates to thousands of Germans. There was a German nurse as well, I think, last year. She was injecting patients with saline to literally save their lives. Although I think she got away with that. She didn't get prosecuted, but the doctor got jailed for the face mask exemption. So it's a strange old world out there. But, you know, I actually don't advocate that people use these services. I'll tell you why. They absolutely have to just say, no, I'm not even going to fake the fact that I've had these jabs. I'm just saying no, no, and no again. So we try and instill this mentality. Yeah, be honest and be defiant until your dying breath.
Hold the line, people.
Hold the line and reinforce that line exactly, because there's more of us by the day. Darren, thank you so much, my friend. Cheers. For that article.
Thanks,
provoking thought, provoking debate, and hopefully you listeners out there, you'll be stimulated by that one too. So we're going to take a quick sweeper here, and when we come back, we're going to get into things with Nicola and myself on TNT Radio. Please don't go away.
Jeremy Nell on TNT Radio.
I was a late bloomer. I think it was around November, December 2020. I'd watched a documentary. It was one of the very first sort of Great Reset type docies that, you know, to come out. I remember walking down the stairs and I asked my wife, what if this virus story is not real? You know, because it doesn't seem to have taken off, you know, in terms of deaths, and the numbers were just not matching up. And there was just this excessive amount of advertising going on, from billboards and airports to the radio, everybody just telling us to be scared. And it just made no sense to me.
That's exactly the feeling, was the complete mismatch from what you were seeing outside on the streets versus what you were being told. And I remember being a doctor, I was still practicing at that time. I would talk to people in the hospital, nurses, and I knew people that were looking after the very first COVID cases in New Zealand. And I knew that they all had end-stage dementia. They were all going to die anyway. And realising, well, this doesn't really make sense. And the out-of-proportion responses from the staff at the hospital of what we're going to do when this pandemic arrives, you know, I'm like, well, how can you prepare for something like this? This seems impossible to me.
Jeremy Nell and Germ Warfare on today's News Talk Radio, TNT. A better business tip from TNT Radio. One reason people tune in to TNT Radio is often because they're loyal to a specific show or personality. Our personalities have been a part of people's daily routine, and people continue to tune in. They trust TNT Radio and are highly engaged with the content. If you'd like more information about advertising on TNT Radio, simply fill out your details on our contact page and we'll be in touch. To find out more, go to tntradio.live. Our lines are now open. Call Nicola Charles and Rick Munn now. From the U.S. and Canada, call 1-888-201-6425. From the U.K., call 033-0024-1026. And from Australia and New Zealand, call 1-800-670-310. Free speech is alive and well on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Okay, we're back. It's Wednesday, 18th of January. This is TNT Radio Live. It's a talkback session, and we have a caller on the line beaming in from the UK. We have Mark. Mark, what's on your mind, my friend?
Oh, hi, Mark. It's cold, Rick. It's cold. Hi, Ed, Nicola. We've spoken before briefly, once before. Last week, I phoned up the Jason Kew show. Regarding the Andrew Bridgen MP story, where he stood up in the Parliament for 17 minutes, and now he's been the whip taken off him. We've actually got a fundraiser going now in England. We're putting some money, trying to get crowdfunding going, trying to get him back with some money. Because what's happened there is just disgraceful. You know, it's tyranny. It's tyranny. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, and what's grinding your gears today?
Well, I was listening to your Davos thing, and I was listening to your thing about Novak getting, you know, persecuted, like when he went to Australia. Well, I got an uncle over from America. Now, he's from the Silicon Valley type. He's a Bill Gates type. He's worked in the computer industry. Anyway, he wouldn't come to my home because I live in England, and he's English born, but he's only lived in America. Anyway, he wouldn't come over to my home 2 years ago because he said, "I'm not coming because you're not vaccinated. I don't want to infect him with obviously COVID." So I said, and I've done my research on COVID, and I said, "Rick, you've more chance of catching COVID off your fellow citizens that have been vaccinated." Anyway, he wouldn't listen to me. So anyway, he's come over from America. He's had five jabs. I kid you not, five jabs. And a flu jab. And he's come over and he says, "I'm all right, I've had the vaccine." So anyway, next thing I know, he's tested positive.
Oh, yeah, it's very
Mark,
common.
Do you know what
very
you
common.
Should do? You should tell him he has to sleep in the garden shed because he could shed the vaccine to you and your family. And now he's got the even if you have a cold bunker or a garden shed, tell him to stay there when he comes to visit you and you can speak to him through the window. What do you think about
that? Precisely what I was going to say. Yes, because what he did was, because I've been into this about 2 years now. I got into it when the nurses were getting mandatory vaccines and when they were being forced to do it. So I went on these marches. I've had run-ins with the police. I've been all over the country. So it's something I wasn't one of these people. I wasn't a conspiracy theorist. It's just one of these things that when I saw that was going on, I thought what I've seen was getting taken over, by this woke culture, by this craziness. I decided that I had to rise up, and I wouldn't have this. So anyway, he said to my uncle that if anyone hasn't had the vaccine, they should have consequences for their actions. And I said,
"Like what?
Have you heard yourself? Have you heard yourself? I said, you sound." I said, "That's tyranny, man. That's tyranny." Anyway, he wouldn't listen. But anyway, he's come over now, and he's five jabs in, and he's caught COVID. So he's got me wrong. He's not. His life's not in danger. He's breathing fine. I gave him my Ivermectin, actually.
And he's lucky he's got you.
Because he says it's horse pain. I went, "Richard, please." I said, "Anyway, what I was going to say to you what is that he didn't hurt. He's never heard of Peter McCulloch. He's never heard of Dr. Sam White. He's never heard of Mike Yeadon. So what I'm saying is these people listening to the mainstream media don't know these things, you know? So I think TNT, I think you're doing a great service. I really do. And so that's why I had to ring you and tell you. Because I'm hitting you now with all the facts and figures that I hear from your show, you know? You know, from Darren Hounslow to you, Rick, to Jason Q, you know, yourself, Nicola. You know, and I just think we have to tell these people because, you know, he's gone around now thinking he's had these vaccines, he's done himself a favour. I think the immune system's shot, but anyway.
Yeah. You know, congratulations to you for that little bit of civil disobedience and getting arrested, because I do think that as long as it's peaceful and non-violent, that we have sort of a social responsibility, and they hijacked that term, didn't they, social responsibility? But we do have a bit of a social responsibility when you see governments making decisions that A, don't make any sense, but B, then go on go on and harm people, what else can you do? You have to protest. You have to chain yourself to the railings and do all those things that previously we've been allowed to do for years and years and years. You know, there's people that protest, you know, harm against animals and animal testing and stuff, and they chain themselves inside a metal dog cage and chain themselves to Parliament. You know, all that stuff's been fine for years until we get to this period in history. So what choice do we have, Mark? So I do commend you for at least having a go to try and get things right.
Yeah, good man yourself, Mark. And don't forget to keep spreading. Don't forget to keep spreading the good word of TNT, because I'll tell you what, as much as it's good to make people aware of these doctors that are speaking out, these authorities, some politicians that are turning and starting to reject the narrative, it's also crucially important that people understand that there's a source here, which is TNT Radio, that's actively doing this 24/7. We're trying to wake as many people up as we can and provoke them into non-violent action. So much appreciated for the call, Mark, over in Leeds. Hope you enjoy the rest of the show. Interesting to hear that. He admits himself that a few years ago he was just going about his business, and then slowly the penny dropped. Now he's advocating against these things, and he's rising up. It's good to hear that coming from people other than our little circle, isn't it, Nicola?
Yeah, absolutely. And his uncle's really lucky that he's got Mark, and he provided him with some ivermectin. I swear to God, these people that have got these ivermectin, they become like family legends, don't they? It's the same in Australia. They're like, oh my God, I've got some, where can you send it? You know, and sometimes it never arrives in the post when people need it. So it's incredible. It's like trying to get hold of gold dust. But I noticed that Mark mentioned there in his call, you know, oh, this culture of wokeism. Well, we were going to talk about that whole Joe Rogan thing, right? Because he was calling out wokeism. And look, we've all done that. We've all been on here calling out wokeism. But, you know, Joe used the F word when he was calling out wokeism, and now it's all over Fox News. What did you think about that, Rick?
Yeah, it seems to be Fox are using Rogan as a proxy to attack the left. So what they're saying is, okay, they're highlighting the story. They're quoting him verbatim, what he said. They're not coming directly out with it themselves. They're rather using him as a shield or a buffer to get that story out there.
But you know why, though, don't you, Rick?
Yeah, well, you know they're tippy-toeing.
Because they're sponsored by Pfizer.
Exactly. You know, they're tippy-toeing around. And that's the good thing about what we're doing here. Let me just say, with TNT, we don't have to worry about corporate sponsorship. We don't have to worry about Ofcom regulation per se. It doesn't give us a license to be complete omolalos, which is a Luya word. I can't say the real meaning live on air. That's why I can use an ancient East African tribal dialect. But the general meaning is we're not loose cannons here. We're trying to be focused. We're trying to be factual. We're allowing people to have their say, whether it be on a chat, whether it be a guest that's coming in, and we're trying to provoke people to take action. Let me give you a little good news story, both you and the people listening in. There's a guest I have on here regularly, a chap called Dr. Philip Altman. I've been talking to him since around about March last year. He's an ex-big pharma guy. He's now really fighting the fight in Australia with Malcolm Roberts and the Senate committee that those guys put together with Jared Rennick, George Christensen, Alex Antic, other people. He is one of the medical gurus that they're using to fight COVID jabs in Australia. And I asked him last week, I said, you don't even have a website. He says, no, I have other people that run websites and they put my material up on it. I said, man, get yourself a Substack. You write constantly. You're constantly publishing articles. This would be massive benefit to people who are trying to get the news out there. So he hummed and hawed about it. So I put pressure on him live on air. And you know what? He did set up a Substack article.
Oh, that's
and he's
good.
Just put he's put a post out this morning thanking myself and TNT for pushing him into taking action. And now his subscribers have went astronomical in the space of a week. So even those, Nicola, even those that are on our side and those that are fighting the good fight, we can still push them to do a little bit more, provoke ourselves to do a little bit more. And hopefully that's what we're doing even amongst ourselves here in this show, provoking each other to do more.
Yeah. And I'm wondering, actually, I'd love to know from him how he feels, because it broke in the mainstream media in Australia today that a TAGI are considering very strongly, because it's in the mainstream media and that's how we know, recommending a fifth COVID vaccine jab to Australians, because right now it's only for, you know, those who are compromised, the compromised groups, immune compromised, and they're thinking of offering it, the fifth one, to everyone. But the timing is really strange because the CDC just came out and said all this stuff about the vaccines causing a stroke and, you know, all this heart stuff is happening. And I find that the timing of that extraordinary in Australia. It's almost as if they think Australia exists in a vacuum and the internet doesn't exist. And so, I'd love to ask him how he feels about that. But that's fantastic. I'm glad that we're spurring people on to build a better voice for themselves. Honestly, for myself, it's been the best thing that's ever happened. And I'm on my fourth Twitter account. That's not an easy thing to build up, Rick.
No. And don't forget, every time you came on Locked and Loaded with me, every freaking time you got your Twitter account, you usually either the day before or the day after, but they seem to be leaving you alone this time because it's growing exponentially.
Elon loves
me. Oh, he must love you. I don't know what's going on there, if there's anything going on behind the scenes. But yeah, he's showing a lot of love towards you. And it's good, but it's all good because you're not compromising in your delivery. You're not compromising in your content. You're just speaking your mind clearly. And that's the way it has to be done, Nicola. We can't compromise because they are not compromising. We've got to take a little, well, I think we should take a little news break now. And then when we come back from that, again, the phone lines are open if anybody feels moved to call in. And there's plenty of other topics we need to cover here this morning before the end of this show on TNT Radio. Don't go away.
I got a news flash for you.
TNT Radio News.
Matt Boylan here with a look at your TNT headlines. Beijing has lashed out at the United States, warning Washington against meddling in China's border dispute with India. Violent protests have erupted once again on the streets of Sri Lanka, where police have used water cannons to disperse demonstrators. China's population has dropped for the first time in over 60 years, and a senior advisor to Ukraine's president has quit his post after admitting Kyiv's forces were responsible for a deadly strike on its own people.
Our lines are now open. Call Nicola Charles and Rick Munn now. From the U.S. and Canada, call 1-888-201-6425. From the U.K., call 033-0024-1026. And from Australia and New Zealand, call 1-800-670-310. Free speech is alive and well on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Nicola, it seems that Big Pharma are on a spending spree, having boosted their coffers over the last few years by murdering the general population with their lethal injections. They're buying up supplement companies. So over the last few decades, mega corporations have been increasing their investment into the supplement sector. In the past few years, there's been a boom in mergers and acquisitions, with over $20 billion being invested in supplement companies like Bayer, Nestle, Unilever, Procter & Gamble, etc. etc. And the supplement market is growing from $28 billion to $60 billion over 10 years. Why do you think people are buying more supplements now? Do you think they want to try and get healthy? They see that, and now they're trying to hijack us that are those of us that are actually trying to improve our health? Is there no escape from these people?
No, there's not, because it's all based on money, and this is sort of futures, isn't it, right? Because they knew way before we did, probably 10 or 15 years prior, what they were going to do. And they knew that eventually, and let's face it, it's been 3 years, it's been a long time coming for some people to wake up, that we would sort of rebound against that and go, oh, that's terrible. So those who have taken these injections inside them, of course, are going to run screaming for the hills for, you know, veggies and fruit and organics. And all my friends who are vaccinated are trying to live very healthy lives, which is crazy, because if you're that kind of person, why did you do it in the first place? And then, of course, you've got the unvaccinated who want to stay well because they're worried about shedding from the jabbed. And, you know, they know that they are in real trouble if they need to go to hospital because they're unvaccinated. And they're like, oh, my God, if I have an operation, will they jab me during the operation? So I think, you know, the best predictor of future behavior, I always say this, is past behavior. And so if you look at Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, Bayer, Monsanto, you know, I wouldn't be touching any of them. And there was a viral video, I'm sure you saw it during the pandemic, and it was about a very famous brand here in Australia anyway of vitamin D tablets. And unfortunately, this had been the very famous brand of vitamin D tablets that I myself purchased. And so this person had done a test with some water and cracking the capsule into it and a magnet. And I thought, well, that that can't be true. That's crazy. And they were claiming that there was some kind of metal, perhaps graphene oxide, in this vitamin D capsule, and that it was in all of them from this manufacturer. So I did the test myself, and lo and behold, my magnet drew up metals from my vitamin D tablets, and I was absolutely heartbroken. So that was the time where I told myself, you know what? I don't trust any of them. I don't trust the supplement guys. I don't trust the pharma guys. We have to take care of ourselves from nature, and we have to do it as best we can, because this is their futures. This is the future of their income. And if we couldn't trust them before, why on earth can we trust them now, Rick?
Exactly. This made me think when you highlighted this story, it made me think as well, you know, there has been a boom in supplements. People, especially over the last few years, are realizing, hang on a minute, my body is the best tool that I have to stay healthy. If you keep yourself healthy, by and large, it can stave off, you know, problems down the line. Obviously, you're not immune from everything, but you can certainly stack the odds in your favor. And one of the ways that you can do that is supplementing vitamins and minerals and one thing and another. And even over the last 6 months, I'm just speaking personally here, you know, magnesium supplements, zinc supplements, vitamin D supplements, quercetin, black seed oil capsules, all those things are stuff I would have laughed at. If you'd have said to me 2 years ago, Rick, you need to get healthier, you need to take these tablets, I would have said, look, I'm fine, thanks very much. But knowing what I know now, and certainly having taken them for the last short while anyway, my wife's been on them as well, her sleep's improved massively. Really got ill over the last six months over the classic flu winter. Over the classic flu winter period. But what I'm saying is pharma don't like that, because they say, isn't it, a patient cured is a customer lost. So what they're looking at is, well, if they're going to get healthy and they're not going to go down the traditional injectable route, let's buy a piece of the action in the things that they are purchasing, which in this case is supplements. So they're crafty.
Yeah, look, it's very annoying. You know, I think of this in broader terms often, but it's very annoying because the things that are interesting about us really are our brains. I know some people are obsessed with bodies and fitness and gorgeousness and all that stuff. But really, for me, I'm a brain person. I'm about the brain, the soul, the heart. And unfortunately, to keep those going, we have to keep this body of ours fit. So you do have to make better choices when you're in the supermarket. You have to make better choices what you pop in your mouth. And we don't always make better choices, me included. And I think it's in a sense, the one good thing to come out of this period in history is people thinking about that a little bit more, that this body of ours, like the engine of the car, and you wouldn't ignore the engine of your car and not put good stuff in it, because eventually it would seize up, right? So now perhaps it's a good thing that people need to think about it more. And I think the way we're going with the NHS, and I think one of the reasons, actually, and I don't want to create a massive topic with this, but I think one of the reasons I have a suspicion that the NHS is sort of being dismantled sort of deliberately is because it was actually the model that kept being brought up in America for universal healthcare. And that's something with over 300 million people in America they don't want to bring in. So if it looks like the NHS is failing, then Americans can no longer say, well, look at the UK, you know, universal healthcare works in the UK. Now they look at it and go, oh no, it's a disaster. People are dying on trolleys in halls. Okay. So that means, right, if we don't have this to rely on, or we have a fear of going into hospitals. And look, you know, there was a story yesterday about this, you know, lady in Canada that was, you know, killed by these security guards because she wouldn't wear a mask and she was already in the hospital. You know, so people naturally have a fear of healthcare now, and I certainly am one of those people. It would make sense to take better care of ourselves. And it's getting harder, right? Because the stuff they're producing is rubbish. We don't know if it's genetically modified. We don't really know where it comes from. I have an organic farmer near me, and she's sort of on the anti-genetically modified food campaign. And I just get as much as I can from her, because I think if we can mix in the rubbish from supermarkets with some organic stuff from farms, maybe we've got a shot, you know?
Yeah, we have to do whatever we can, or as much as we can, to stay healthy and to stay clean in our eating. Definitely Skippy in the live chat at the moment. Excuse me. And by the way, there's a lot of people typing a lot of things in the live chat. Sorry, actually keep up with it, which is a good thing. But one thing that's caught my eye is Skippy has said, Rick, that's the end of genuine supplements if Big Pharma buy the independent smaller manufacturers. And I think that's a fair point. It's a little bit like your reference to the vitamin D, the, you know, the metal that was contained within it. There's definitely a pollution in some supplements. And certainly if Big Pharma get their hands on them, they're trying to get their product into us, Nicola, by hook or by crook. And if that means they buy up a supplement company that's trusted, they introduce their own formulas to that, then we have to put a question mark even when we're buying supplements and trying to go down the healthy route. Is, you know, I think, is this not all just to breed serious paranoia among us? Because it's kind of working with me. I'm super, super cautious with doctors and healthcare and injections and everything right now, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it can go too far. You can end up looking over your shoulder and jumping at shadows at everything. But in this day and age, that's not a surprise, really, is it?
Yeah, no, I don't really think of it as paranoia. I mean, I guess it can go that way for some people. I mean, you know,
yeah, it can go that way.
Yeah, let's try and remain calm, okay? Let's not go crazy about this. Let's try and remain calm. You know, if you've made the decision not to get the vaccine because you didn't want to be a medical trial, then, you know, you're streets ahead at this point, let's say that. But I think it's really more than paranoia. It's about engaging your brain and just thinking more. And I think we had generally been lulled into quite a lazy sort of almost sort of hypnotic state by society, by television. My friend calls it the lobotomy box. Some people call it the tell lies vision. You know, and it's about time we started thinking about how the real world affects us and our survival and our bodies and the decisions we make, instead of abdicating all of our decision making to either government, the TV, or a company that says, this is so good for you. You know, years ago, they were saying cigarettes are so good for you. You know, smoke them when you're pregnant, you'll be super relaxed. You know, all those ads still exist, right? We've seen them. And we've also, if you care to look, and I talked about this on my Twitter today, there's also all of the evidence that these big pharmaceutical companies, particularly Pfizer, have had. I think Pfizer had the biggest criminal fine in American history. Now, that was already there at the beginning of the pandemic. So for those who were looking and who were interested, the stuff was there. But then, of course, it's really unfair, right? Everyone says it's an IQ test. It's not fair that people that keep their head down and live quiet lives and just get on with it and are trusting have sort of been taken for a ride in this scenario. And I think that's the thing that breaks my heart the most, because they probably will go for the supplements, because they probably again will try and do the right thing. And so perhaps we do need to talk about that a little bit more and make sure they're aware, because remember, you go into the pharmacy, the chemist, you buy your supplements from the same place that a few seats away is a row of chairs waiting for your COVID jab.
That's right. Well, this topic that we're talking about that you highlighted seems to be spurring a lot of people into interaction. So I've just got a text message on my phone from a good friend of mine who I was visiting last night, and I was harassing him because he hasn't been listening to our talkback shows. He's been tuning in later on in the day.
How dare
his name's Johnny. Yeah, no,
Hi,
his
Johnny.
Name's Johnny. Yeah, well, actually, he said, you're not immune from death. You need to eat more fish. And he also said, say hi to Nicola from me. So there you go, Nicola.
Aww. Hi, Johnny.
To
Thanks
you
for listening.
From him. Yeah, indeed. And the live chat as well. Anto was saying, iodine, my health is in tip-top condition. Maz is agreeing with everything that you're saying, Nicola. Mr. Bumble is recommending Dr. Naomi Wolf's book, which is called The Bodies of Others.
Yes,
Joe 90
fantastic.
Is saying that Jacinda Ardern's NZ government is trying to regulate and ban the use of supplements.
Yes,
Anto is recommending krill oil plus astaxanthin, whatever that is. So there's a lot of people are obviously practicing this rather than just preaching it, which is good. It's nice to hear that there's a lot of people out there responding to this one this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's lots of places you can go. You know, if you follow Robert Kennedy Jr. and Children's Health Defense and all those kind of groups, and also, you know, Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Robert Malone, all of these good guys who do not, I would say 100% do not seem funded or sponsored by anyone in any sort of dodgy directions, because they seem to be telling us the truth about things. So I would say they're sort of an enemy of the state at this point, as far as when it comes to this vaccine rollout. That there are places that you can find kind of what they call protocols, the right things you should be taking. Some of the things you can take all of the time. Some of the things you should only take if you feel you've got COVID or you've got a flu and you feel sick. Because, you know, I kind of think that this thing that was released or, placed on humanity is a few things sort of squished into one. So instead of just getting a flu that's like a stomach flu, or then you get a flu that gives you really bad headaches and a head cold, or then you get a flu that gives you a chest infection, this is sort of more like a combination of them. So get the right protocol, get the right advice. And it, as Rick said, it does work. It actually makes you like sleep better. And also, I think just psychologically, it alleviates a lot of worry. And that's what we need to do in these times.
Exactly. Alleviate worry and keep the old mind intact. And we're talking about the body here, of course, and the mind is just as important, because usually if the head goes down or your mental health fails, then your bodily health will usually follow suit in that. So hopefully, if anybody out there has their own recommendations for supplementation or healthy living, whatever it is, and you're listening in, feel free to give us a call in the UK, 033-002-1026. If you're calling from Australia, it's 1-800-670-310. And the US, it's 1-888-201-6425. And I know there's at least one person in the live chat at the minute listening in from Florida at the moment. It must be very, very late at night or early in the morning from you. So FL Sunbum, I think your name is. You're welcome to tune in, and maybe it'll help. This will help get you to sleep. But of course, don't go to sleep until the show's over. And it's nice to know there's people in the chat from all over the world. So we're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we're going to look at some more news items, or if anybody is trying to get in contact with us, we'll speak with them. But stay tuned either way. This is Nicola Charles and Rick Munn on TNT Radio. We'll be right back.
Have we advanced, or are we still trying to appease the Earth gods?
From Washington, D.C., this is the Morano Minute with your host, TNT Radio's Mark Morano.
Actress Ellen DeGeneres has found the cause of California's recent heavy rains and floods. And no, it's not a scientific reason. Let's let Miss DeGeneres explain. You heard it. Mother Nature is not happy with us. We need to be nicer to Mother Nature to prevent bad weather. One person on Twitter summed it up nicely. This is what people used to say before throwing people into volcanoes. What Hollywood, our government, the United Nations, and much of academia is now doing is essentially trying to appease Earth gods to bring better weather through UN Paris agreements, net zero emissions, and the Green New Deal. It's time to reject Earth-worshipping paganism and return to science. This is Mark Morano for the Morano Minute on TNT Radio.
Children in poverty, each one unique, each one full of dreams. They're our hope, our future. They're the reason Children International exists. When the whole world changed, we developed new ways to reach children and families in poverty during these vulnerable times.
I'm learning every day.
I'm healthy and strong.
To learn more, go to children.org/help today.
TNT Radio wants to hear from you. Call Rick Munn and Nicola Charles now. From the U.S. and Canada, call 1-888-201-6425. From the U.K., call 033-0024-1026. And from Australia and New Zealand, call 1-800-670-310. Free speech is alive and well on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Yes, this is TNT Radio Talkback. We are currently live. It's Wednesday, the 18th of January, 2023. And just another message just came in here. This is sort of a semi-plug, if you don't mind me giving a little plug out to something here, Nicola. Sure. There's an event happening in the East Midlands next Friday, the 27th of January through to Sunday, the 29th. I will actually be at that event. I've been invited to go along and speak live at that event, along with none other than DD Denslow. The both of us will be attending on behalf of TNT Radio. There will be a competition possibly next week on TNT Radio, all being well, to give away free tickets for this. It's not confirmed. The event organizer has contacted us to see if it's possible to do that. So I'm just saying that no matter what happens, we will be there representing TNT East Midlands next week. It's a comedy weekend. There's going to be a lot of people at that at a conference center. Yeah, it's all good. So hopefully we'll give you more details. The event details, by the way, are on our website, tntradio.live. If you go to the What's On calendar, we're already promoting the event on our website. And hopefully if the supplier or the host can give us some tickets next week, we'll work out some kind of giveaway even here on this show, Nicola. So if you can put your thinking cap on what people have to do to get free tickets for that, if they're in England, then we can come up with all sorts of strange ideas. But yeah, we'll have to keep them fun. Family friendly, of course. Family.
I think ringing in will be the first task to win a ticket, won't it?
Yeah, that. In fact, well, it will give you a ticket plus a gold bar. How's that? To try and tempt people to
make promises, right?
Even then, I don't think people will do it. I was thinking about this last night. By the way, I don't know about you, but as you go about your day, I think a lot. You know, just think about life, think about what I'm doing, and I think a lot of people have had their interaction, personal. People to people talking, face to face interaction, by and large, it's been replaced by devices. So people are listening in on a device, or if they want to communicate, they type on a device. They're on Twitter and they're using a device through a platform, which is a social media platform. Actual interaction, is it not dying a little bit, generally speaking?
Not.
But you get what I mean. If you go out to a coffee shop, like I go to a lot of them at the minute, and when I go in, the people in the queue are standing on their phones. The people behind the counter that are making the coffee are farting about on their phones, and couples are coming in, or families are coming in with their devices out as they're drinking coffee. It just seems to be we've been, what was it you called it, the lobotomy box, or the TV was the lobotomy box your friend referred it to as. Are these handheld devices, are they not just part of the problem as well? They're erasing our desire really to communicate with our voices, maybe, and with our minds. Is that too extreme?
Well, you've just sort of put something in my brain there, because sitting around, you do see people totally sort of plugged into these things. And I guess that's what they wanted, because they do want us looking at these devices and not at each other. Because I do think, social interaction and conversation could potentially be the downfall of all their agendas, right? And that's why they locked us down, and there's stickers on the floor, 1.5 meters apart. You shouldn't talk to each other because you're all a terrible, deadly risk to each other. And they convinced us of that, right? So it's going to be very hard to sort of pop our cherry, let's say, and go back in and be a normal human being. But when you think about families sitting around and people stood in a queue and they've got their devices in their hands, what you're doing is you're allowing a third party to sort of control your communication with your cohort, with your peers, with your family even. And the third party is the person running that platform or that device. And so if you thought of that in real terms, how ridiculous that would be. It would be every human being walking along with sort of a tech guy or a geek stood next to them. And instead of us talking and interacting with people, we'd whisper in the ear of the tech geek, and the tech geek would say, Nicola would like to tell Rick that picture was really funny. Ha ha.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's kind of the level of madness that we've reached. And I see people sometimes when they're sat in restaurants and they're on their phones, and what I do is I still people watch. So I'm still looking at them at the other tables. And
creep.
Sometimes they look up from their devices and I catch their eye and I look at them and they literally think, why is she looking at me? And it's like, why are you looking at your phone? What is in your phone? Put it down and enjoy the steak. What is wrong with you?
I know, it grinds my gears too. Although I must admit, when I go out in public anywhere, if I don't have my headphones right, I take a panic attack. I cannot go into public places without earphones. I can't listen to
bad,
banter. But no, honestly, I just can't. I like to find a little corner somewhere, keep my head down and read and listen to some soothing music as I'm out and about. Otherwise, the chatter, at least maybe it's where I live, but some places that I go to, the chatter, it's unbearable. I just want to go and get my head shored, as the saying goes. I want to relax a little bit, and I'm finding it harder and harder, especially with businesses being wrecked. Some of my favorite coffee shops, the little independent ones, are all closing down at the minute, and I'm a little bit sad about that. But hey, it's the world in which we live, and that's the way in which things are going. There's an article here I want to look at. For example, in Ireland, there's a furore happening at the minute. There's a top civil servant in the Department of Housing, General Secretary Graham Doyle of the Housing Association, is fighting to get his pay rose or increased, should I say, to 250,000 euro per year. He's demanding more money, but the crisis that we have here in Ireland is absolutely catastrophic. We can't put the Irish people in the homes, and the borders are wide open at the moment. There's people pouring in from allegedly Ukraine, from Georgia. They're under persecution. They're seeking refuge here. And the Irish government are welcoming them with open arms and telling us that if we don't accept that we're misogynist, racist, you know, homophobe, blah, 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 xenophobic. You call it what you like.
Yeah,
we're something. Again, here's a filter happening where the money's going to the wrong places, and the people that are screwing us over are actually demanding more money. The barefaced cheek of them, Nicola.
Well, it's a pandemic of greed. It's a pandemic of greed, Rick. It always has been for the last 3 years. And this is the thing, isn't it? This guy is doing an appalling job. There's not enough housing for the Irish. There's not enough housing for the immigrants, whoever they are. And so he wants a pay rise for being inept. And quite frankly, they've all given themselves pay rises for being inept. And this is happening, interestingly, in major cities all over the world. But again, you won't see any of this in the mainstream media because a news story did break today from New York that the New York governor was saying, and this is this whole plan of turning on Joe Biden as well, which is, let's face it, long overdue, but the timing of it is suspicious, that he said, thanks to the crisis at the southern border, and who was a Democrat, so we're allowed to say that now. We're allowed to say there's a crisis at the southern border. Thanks to all of those border crossers coming to New York, I believe it's in excess of 30,000 people, that New York is facing billions and billions of debt and you know, thousands and thousands, tens of thousands homeless. So this is not just a thing that's happening in Ireland, but certainly these people should not be getting pay rises for doing an awful job. But then you have to ask, are these elected officials trying to deal with a situation that has been federally forced on them? And of course, they must be ripping their hairs out because these individuals who run housing or transport or whoever, they are essentially a little man, a small fish in a big pond, pushing back against agendas that have been bestowed from Davos. And Davos doesn't know anything about living in Belfast or living in New York or any of that stuff. And so I wonder, I'm not saying they should get a pay rise, but I don't think it was exactly their choice, let's say, to have too many people to house.
Yeah, that's the thing. You mentioned the Democratic Party as well. This is kind of a weird little aside, or a little meander here. But last night on Twitter, you know the way sometimes you get followers. I had a follower popped up with one of those blue ticks beside them, and I'm always wary of them. So I checked out and saw who it was, and it's some guy called Jim Harrison, who's actually the chairman of the Democratic Party in America. So it's a very big account, and I don't know why he's decided to follow me. No interaction. Didn't do anything with my stuff. He loves Joe Biden.
And
Jim, J-A-I-M-E Harrison. And he's actually
Jamie.
The chairman.
Jamie.
Is it Jamie? Yeah.
Yeah, it's Jamie. I would
spell
Jamie.
That
we know that you're listening in now, Jamie.
Yeah, Jamie Harrison. But whoever you are, send me a message. Why are you following me? Why are you stalking me on social media? He's a big account. It's 750,000 followers in the Democratic Party that he represents, as 7.5. So I don't know how they're keeping tabs on me, because you mentioned sitting in a restaurant or coffee shop staring at people. And actually, Anto in the chat says, when the guy looks up or the girl looks up, maybe they're thinking, hey, she likes me. I don't know. But yeah, maybe we're being stalked and observed from afar by the Democrats right now. What do you think about that? What message would you give to the Democratic Party, Nicola?
I would say sort your people out. I would say that you need to get back to the grassroots basics of being a Democrat. And yes, you can worry about air pollution, but you still need to worry about family values, and you still need to worry about policing, and you still need to worry about the military. And what you need to do, Democrats, is you need to drain your swamp. Please drain your swamp. We can't do it for you because we're only seeing the worst of what you've got. And I know that you true Democrats, because I lived in America for 7 years, and I have friends who are true blue Democrats. Democrats and they don't agree with anything that's going on. You've shattered their hearts. You've lost your base. You better hope that all these illegal immigrants that you've let in over the southern border know enough English to vote for you, because you've completely decimated your base. You only have to look at someone like Dr. Naomi Wolf. She was an absolute treasure for you Democrats, and she's gone running and screaming to the other side. But I would say, Rick, that it may not be that very important person running that social media account. It might be some lovely young lady who perhaps has a crush or is secretly a conservative or a freedom fighter, or dare I say unvaccinated. She or he might want to listen to you, Rick.
Well, you know what? That's a nice way to look at it. I'll take that one. I'll take that one for sure. And isn't there a lot of strange people out there on social media? That's all I'm saying. I get some weird messages in my inboxes, and I'm not going to go into anything. But it's a funny old world out there, and you have to think: is this person like my next door neighbor? Are these people, you know, they follow me around town. But either way, few people are in the chat. Jules has been saying that they wear earphones everywhere as well. So no, it's not just me. In fact, they say they even wear theirs when they're walking around in the house. So yeah, there's a lot of feedback this morning. And apologies, by the way, for not reading more messages out, but literally they've been flying up the screen as we've been talking. So it's nice to know, Nicola, that the people are out there. And I don't know, I put it like this. I would say it's nice to talk to people on the phones, but obviously you have to feel comfortable doing that. And last night, Hervoy Maric, I was up quite late last night listening into him, and he just said, you know, it's not that people are afraid to call in, it's just that they're maybe just a little bit lazy. So there's a little bit of provocation out there.
Well, listening is nice, right? Listening is nice. I don't use the earphones thing because I do radio and my podcast and I have the headphones on. That's my comfort zone, right? That's when I'm talking to other people or talking to the listeners. So when I'm in my life, in the house, in the car, I actually do listen to TNT radio, particularly when I'm doing the washing up. I love it. I blast it out. I put it on the windowsill and do my washing up and listen to TNT, but it's blasting and sort of everyone in my house gets to hear it. So it's nice for my children because sometimes they go, oh, is that you, Mum?
I know. Well, hopefully you're going to stay tuned because I'm on next with Basil Valentine. And I know Holly, who inhabits our live chat a lot, she's a painter and decorator. And she sent me a message to say that any house that she goes into to decorate in Surrey, in England, usually she has the radio on full blast and they get a healthy dose of TNT, whether they like it or not.
Nicola, send her a cap and some socks.
Yeah. Well, actually, she was one of the first people to buy a load of merchandise from us. No joke. From our website, tntradio.live. So big thanks and shout out to you, Holly. Big thanks and shout out to you, Nicola Charles, as well. It's been a pleasure, as always. And hopefully we'll get hooked up at the same time tomorrow, 8 a.m. UK time, 6 p.m. Brisbane time. Anywhere else in the world, do the mathematics. I'm Rick Munn. That was Nicola Charles. I'll be back after the break. Locked and loaded with Basil Valentine. Don't go away.